word of God for the children of God. Amazing. You see, back in those days, the temple was the most common place for Jews to get together on important religious days, especially. That was where they met to hear the laws of the early book of the Bible. The woman was not rich or famous. We don't know where she came from or why she was there that day. She could have just been traveling through and needed to rest. Not a believer at all. Maybe she was seeking healing. She didn't even ask for Jesus to heal her that day. Jesus saw her need and made a miracle for her. She was nothing extraordinary, just the elderly daughter of Abraham. Many of you know that I and some 300,000 other kids struggle with rheumatoid arthritis. At less than 2 years old, I was too young to understand why I was hurting, but I knew that I was hurting. Thankfully, a wonderful emergency room doctor listened to his inner voice that told him that all those visits were not because I was abused or I had fell down when I was playing. It was more, and Duke has worked since 2004 to help. Have you ever needed something that seemed impossible, but somehow God still provided it for you? The crippled lady was healed on the Sabbath after 18 years of suffering from a bent back with just a touch from Jesus. In Jesus' day, people followed the Ten Commandments more strongly than some people do today. The fourth commandment is remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. What does that have to do with Jesus making a miracle? Isn't it the very definition of holy? Yeah, but through the years, the commandments have been interpreted and known as law. Healing is considered work and should only be done on the Sabbath in critical cases, not for chronic conditions. That's sad. And in those days, Jesus would have been reprimanded for helping me. The others in the church were rude to Jesus, telling him that he could heal her any of the other 6 days of the week. Why did he choose to work on the Sabbath? He asked them, did they not lead their animals to water on the Sabbath? Was that not the same thing? A life-saving deed for their animals just became as the one for the elderly lady. Jesus saw it as meeting human need, not working. It was an act of kindness, not something that was done for gain of any kind. Psalms 147:3 tells us he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Maybe a lost job made you unsure of how you would care for your family. Maybe an addiction left you lower than low. A sick family member has you feeling hopeless because you don't know what to do. And any of these things are just as disabling as the crippled lady in the church. Did you ask him to make a miracle for you? Did he do it? And did you praise him for it? To be mended is to admit that something is broken, missing, or just not in the right place. We all have this problem, some of us more than we'd like to admit. But if we trust God, pray for help, and listen with our hearts wide open, he will always recognize us in our hour of need. If you can never be too far gone, broken beyond repair, or too damaged for him to heal. Once you step into grace, you're always welcome home. You're a beloved, special creation that God has a purpose for, even with the scars that you carry. We see wounded bodies and broken hearts, but he sees his child, a new creation that we're becoming through his eyes of total mercy. Jesus didn't change the laws of Moses. He helped people understand a better way to apply the law to be a blessing for more people in their lives. We're reminded that the Sabbath was made for humankind, not humankind made for the Sabbath. There's no clear-cut answer for what that means, but as long as we don't hurt others and do whatever we can to help others, we're following it and keeping it holy as he intended. Before I pray, I just wanted to say that this was very personal to me. And me being able to actually get up here and speak and do it and everything is very important to me, because I'm scared of so many things and I'm not able to do so many things because I'm so scared. But I'm here and I was able to do it in front of everyone. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for filling my heart with your words and allowing me to share them with everyone here today. I pray that those who need to hear these words today have been blessed by them, and they allow you to move freely in their hearts to bring them closer to you. Lord, we know we'll have times that we feel unworthy, broken down, and frustrated. We pray that during those times, remember your words and know that you have made us whole through the great sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ. We see so much brokenness in the world. We pray that we see the world through your perspective to see how beautiful and healed your children are. Please help us be mindful to those who are struggling alone. Please use us to help these and others learn about your healing powers. We thank you for making us whole and loving us in spite of our flaws. We love you. In your precious name we pray. Amen. If you would.